The seven former Beaumont officials authorities are charging with embezzlement, conspiracy, and misappropriation of funds, among other things, are practically an entire city bureaucracy. Those facing charges include Beaumont's former city manager, Alan Kopanikas, the past financial director, William Isleward, the previous city attorney, Joseph Akloofy, and a former police chief, Frank Coe. But wait, there's more. Also implicated in the alleged scheme are the previous economic development director, public works director, and the planning director. The Press Enterprise reports Alan Kopanikas, the former city manager, and William Isleward, a past financial director, faced the most charges. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestron explained some of the details of the allegations against the pair at a press conference Tuesday.
Between 2009 and 2015, Mr. Kopanikas and Mr. Isleward concocted a scheme to falsely inflate sales tax in the city of Beaumont by lending the city's resale tax permit to a private business, Beaumont Electric. The defendants never asked the city council for approval before loaning a total in excess of $6 million of city money to a private company.
Authorities have charged Kopanikas and Isleward with 2 counts of conspiracy, 6 counts of embezzlement, and 24 counts of misappropriating funds. For more than a year, there was silence from the FBI and the Riverside County District Attorney's Office, the two agencies leading the corruption probe, on the status of the investigation. Then, on May 17th, 6 of the 7 suspects were arrested. There was a uniform sentiment among current Beaumont City leaders.
I was surprised. We did not have a lot of advance notice on that.
I learned about it basically through text messages from the city as they were hearing about it.
That's first-term Beaumont City Councilman Lloyd White and fellow freshman Nancy Carroll, Beaumont's treasurer. Both were voted into office in 2014 in an election that brought sweeping change to the city and deposed several longstanding incumbents. When White was running for city council in 2014, his claims of seeing financial red flags were met with hostility. Even before the arrests of Kopanikas and the others, White says he felt validated in his sounding the alarm.
You know, I felt validated when the district attorney came in with the raids, because I did run on this as a campaign, and I was being told by the past council members as well as Mr. Kopanikas and his staff that I didn't know what I was talking about, that everything was fine and everything was wonderful.
While White viewed the FBI raids over a year ago on City Hall, Urban Logic Consulting, a firm used by city government for decades, which incidentally was set up by 3 of the suspects, and the home of Kopanikas' validation, Treasurer Nancy Carroll isn't quite there yet.
There's a lot of citizens who have been spending their own money, spending their own time, trying to get at the bottom of this. I hope they feel validated, because they should. I'll feel validated when all of the rocks have been uncovered.
Carroll thinks the investigation and arrests of the 7 conspirators who authorities say bilked the city out of around $43 million is only the halfway point in the Kopanikas Urban Logic saga.
I think that there's going to have to be a trial. I think that if they find that decisively public money has been spent or taken inappropriately, embezzled, I think that they need to go after it, and they need to recover as much as they can for the public.
Going off nothing but instinct, Carroll says she has a hunch that some of the $43 million will be recovered. The lion's share of those funds, around $37 million, came from transportation fees that were supposed to be shared with other local governments in Riverside County for transit improvement projects. Instead of adding to the collective pool, Beaumont held on to its share of the money. The city is appealing a lawsuit that found it failed to pay its share of those transportation fees. Under the shadow of the investigations, arrests, and ongoing litigation, both City Councilman Lloyd White and Treasurer Nancy Carroll insist a new era of transparency has started in the past community. Again, Carroll.
We've made extraordinary progress in terms of putting in internal controls, financial management policies, making people accountable, transparency. None of these loopholes that you could drive a truck through are any longer in place.
Along with the investigations by the Riverside County District Attorney's Office and the FBI, Beaumont is also facing scrutiny from the State Comptroller's Office and the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.